Thanks for joining me on the Sunday. We are recording rather early because we have got the persistent load shedding. Racing is at Hollywood Bets Greyville on the Monday on the Poly track. I'm not going to keep you long. Quite frankly, as I've said before, every day is not the same. I toiled through this card for hours and there's no great confidence, except I do like one horse on the day, which we are going to put forward as an each-way bet. That's at about 8.33 to 1. So one horse I do like, but the balance is much of a muchness. So we've got eight races carded. Champion Punters Challenge has to be on by 12.20. And you can become an instant millionaire. It's a life-changing sum now in that progressive jackpot. And I'm sure it will be one of these days, but we've got the usual 10 grand amongst the top 20 on the leaderboard. Winning forms, don't forget your winning forms. This is Hollywood Bets Durbanville on the Tuesday, Hollywood Bets Greyville on the Wednesday. We're back on the Poly. Quite frankly, both of those cards look a little bit superior to this one, where we have wide open stuff on the day. But the first race, let's go through it. The start of the bypot, race card www.goldcircle.co.za is run over 1,000 meters. Guess Getarix has had many chances. That is the favourite at 2.27 to 1. Start number 11. Keegan DeMello is the rider. Keegan's ridden this horse before on two occasions when running second. So 2.27 to 1. Nine Trip to Royalty, who used to be with the Snaith Yard, is at 5 to 2. And I thought that Rachel Wienerker's ride maybe has a little bit more scope, but nothing between them. Going with the 9 Trip to Royalty from the 10 Guess Getarix, the 7 Mandalay, who does look held on form, and then the 1. 9, 10, 7, 1 in race 1. Scratch there is number 2. I like it hot. The second race is the start of the Place Accumulator live streaming, www.galloptv.co.za maiden plate. Yeah, American Style is at 1.82 in the betting. Topping those boards, you've got Four Ladies of Champ at 4-1. Six Whispering Green, who ran rather nicely the other day, actually ran on from the back of the field. That was also a weak field, is at 4-1. Mind you, the form lines here, I thought also not strong. So we're on the weakish side. I suppose you have to go with the 5 American Style. Once again, Keegan DeMello has ridden this one before for the placings. In front of the 8, Malcolm's Dream. Then after that, I'm going with the 6, Whispering Green, and the 2, Only Choice, 5-8-6-2 in race 2. Race 3, we leave the maidens now. We go to Meritrate at 86 handicap. You've got Seamaster, who is at 3.5, 7-1. Smunga Kamal has done well on the source. That is the current favourite, as he has been upped 3 points after winning last time out. Monarchy number 1 returns from a rest, is at 4-1, 61-day rest. Arctic Tune is at 4-1. My preference in this race is going to be Arctic Tune. Kelvin Abeb has the rider. See, one from one course and distance. And I think that Arctic Tune must be in with a shout here. So going with the 6 Arctic Tune in front of the 1 Monarchy, the 3 Seamaster, and the 5 Have a Go Joe. By the way, Have a Go Joe, the blinkers are off there. Tongue ties now fitted. The Appy claims an allowance. Have a Go Jersey's bottom of the boards at 10-1. 6-1-3-5. Race 3. Race 4 is a Meritrate 92 handicap for the fillies and mares. Meet of the George. Pippa has a share in that. Meet of the George is no slouch. Is quoted at 5-2. A joint favourite with Sashay Away. This one has run against some very good company. Is owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. I see one run that really caught my eye was a penultimate run against the boys. But we've gone with this horse numerous times. Hasn't delivered yet. It's actually been quite a while since the horse won. I see, by the way, is 2 kgs better off, but was well beaten by Sashay Away. The horse I'm talking about is Magical Flight. Is at 5.5, 6-1. And the place is just over, or just under, 8-10. As I say, you've heard me go for this one many times. I'm going to give it one last chance. Has work to do. Does owe me. Going with the 4 Magical Flight in front of the 3 Sashay Away, the 2 Meet of the George, and the 6 Lady Legend. 4-3-2-6, but 3 does look the one, but gained with a little bit of value, the four. Race five, merit rated 64 handicap. Fifth race on the program, the betting shows Brandenburg. Once again, there's nothing between them. 3.57 to 1. We went for Fever last time. I did run into a drum. Is it 4 to 1? But I'm going with the 7, who is Living Waters. I see drops to a mile, but I thought has the form to offer. So 7, Living Waters in front of the 1, Fever. The 2, A Whole New World. And the 5, Giuseppe's Song. 7, 1, 2, 5 in race 5. Race 6, over 1,000 metres. Merit rate at 68 handicap. Fillies and mares, and this is where I'm taking a little bit of a stand for the day. I said there's one each way horse that I do fancy. I've had a few bets already. Hopefully I'm on the mark. Race number 6. This horse hasn't got the greatest form lines, but I've been following it for some time, and for me, the jockey strike is absolutely key. Keegan de Mello, who's been riding like a champ, top class, like a demon, I heard Mr. Smith, Ravon Smith, saying just yesterday. This drops 2 more points. It's come down from a 75 to a 63. If you go through some of the form lines, you'll see Handy stumbled, Handy switched at the 600. So with that jockey on, that's the horse I fancy on the day. Our Emily, who's quoted at 8.5, opened at 8.33, came into 8, is now 8.5, and a place is 15 to 10. So if there was an each-way bet for me on this very open, difficult card, it would be number 7, Our Emily. That's the one I'm going for. In front of 9, Magically, who you can't fault. I mean, all those seconds, keeps on maintaining the form. Then the 6 and the 5. 7, 9, 6, 5, but hoping for Our Emily. Race 7 is the Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel, merit rated 67 handicap. Betting once again, Grey Ocean is at 2-1. He's got some very good mounts on the day as Keegan. And Mount Greylock is at 4-1. Woodstock Festival 5-1. I thought this may pan out form. Grey Ocean last time out, run second. If you go to the victory, we know that race, of course, was marred by some tragedy there. But two winners out of the form line. So that's looking fairly good. When winning Grey Ocean, going the 5 Grey Ocean from the 7 Woodstock Festival, the 1 Mount Greylock, and then the 8 on the card, who is High Velocity, which will take us on to the Hollywood Bets Bright Future to conclude. Over 1,200 metres should be run at 4.35. And they are represented, the syndicate here, by Pindam Zala, who's at 5-2. Pindam Zala, I see there have been 6 runs on the Polly. No wins, but 3 places. Winless for 725 days, but certainly enters the reckoning with a shout. Look, Mr. Mudley, who, as I say, I rate as a jockey, is on Gimme a Rainbow. Very expensive to follow, but I think is in with a shout today. And there's another one. If I had to take a chance with another roughie on the card, this would probably be it. A horse called Old Mug, who has Western Cape form to its credit. It is the Polly debut. I don't know how much this counts for, but I was looking at the pedigrees, the siblings. One sibling ran on the Polly first time out and absolutely doddled in. So maybe Old Mug will take to the Polly. But going with the 7, Gimme a Rainbow. From the 3, who is Pindam Zala. For an upset, I'd throw in the 8, Old Mug. And then the 9, Edward Longshank. 7, 3, 8, 9. Let's see how it pans out on the day. As I say, not one of my favourite cards recently, but we'll see how we do. Once again, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Hit them hard, sunshines. Durbanville, we'll be back firing on the Tuesday. Bye-bye.